This is Let's Talk Business with your host, Mark Ebinger. Now, here's Mark.
Welcome to Let's Talk Business, a show that highlights and promotes entrepreneurs to learn more about their vision, goals, and marketing strategy, and their artificial intelligence, as we're going to find out later today. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence strategies for small businesses, and you're going to get freaked out, I think, about how they can sell for you. I'm excited. Nikki showed me a little preview before we got in here, and I'm excited to share it with everybody else. In studio with us today is the Nikki Dealey. I don't know. I like the title, right? Nikki Dealey, a certified conversion strategist and the president of Dealey Media International. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. And also thank you, Kirby.
Oh, it's pleasure.
Nice to be here.
Excited to talk to you.
I'm your host, Mark Ebinger, the owner of Krukas Virtual Staffing, a company that specializes in hiring virtual assistants from outside the United States.
And my name is Kirby Caden. I am a certified business coach. I work primarily with sales re-engineering and recrafting the customer journey.
Thank you, Kirby. A quick reminder to follow the Let's Talk Business podcast on all major podcast platforms and social media where you can catch video versions of the show. Do people really listen to podcasts just on audio anymore?
I don't know. Yes.
They do?
Yes. I listen to them all the time.
Really? Just you don't like to watch?
When I'm in the car, when I'm on the treadmill.
Yeah, watch it while you're in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that.
Don't follow me on the
freeway.
No,
officer, I wasn't watching it. I was just listening to it.
Blame it. It's Mark's fault.
It's Mark's fault.
There's not a lot of visual going on. There's not much to watch. So you glean as much just by listening, I think.
I don't know. I'm pretty animated. I think I'm fun to watch. But anyway. All right.
Do you want a second opinion?
No, right. You catch.
Although, look at. Let me just justify why I'm saying it is because look at Audible on Amazon.
Oh gosh,
it's skyrocket, and that is not a video platform. That's audio.
Yeah. Right.
People still love the audio version. I'm just playing around a little bit, trying to promote our version of it. Jeez. All right. Anyway, so you can get to our podcast, which you can listen to the audio only version because we have that.
Okay.
But you can also watch it if you want to kind of like. Watch me in all my glory and Kirby and all his glory and Nikki and your fantastic outfit that you got going on today, along with your purse that's kind of matching.
Thank you.
Yeah, see? They wouldn't be able to get that on just the
that's
audio.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Level not, up your
they're
game.
They're going to see my wrinkles and gray hair as well, and I'm proud of it. I earned it.
It's perfect. It's all perfect.
You earned it. I like that.
It's all right. Authentically so you, right?
Yes. If you're going to be in the San Antonio area and you want to kind of come have some fun with us and do some business, on Thursday, May 16, 2024, be sure to join us at the next Let's Talk Business Mega Mixer. We had to throw in the word mega because we had 150 people on site last time. We're expecting between 150 and 200 on the next one. And it's going to be there's plenty of room in there, and we're going to have plenty of time to network, and get some business. So if you're going to be in the area, come visit us. You can get to all the information from our website at satalkradio.com. All right. So, Nikki, I've known you for, I don't know, it seems like at least 6 months, maybe a year now.
Close to a year.
Yeah, time goes by fast. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your background, because you do have an interesting background, and then we'll work our way into what you're doing now with the wonderful world of AI.
Where do I start? First of all, I don't like talking about myself very often.
Right.
I think my background is I stumbled into digital marketing by total fluke. I went on a mission trip with my church and saw how these kids, these orphans were living and thought, okay, well, I'm going to go back to my very comfy home in Southern California. I have a second home in Las Vegas. What can I do to generate income so that sole source of income would go to help the orphans?
Wow.
And unbeknownst to me, one of my good friends is Mark Victor Hansen, who co-wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yeah.
I went to one of his weekend conferences in San Diego, and there he taught how to build a list. Once you have a list, you can sell online a physical product, a service, or a digital product. And I thought, bingo, I can just do that, and whatever money comes up with this, I'll funnel in that direction. Unbeknownst to me, I was a really good student or really had a passion to help these kids. If you saw how they lived, it would be heart-wrenching to you. And I made six figures in 45 days.
Wow.
That prompted me to have an invitation to be on his junket to promote a book called The 1 Million one millionaire code or $1, a millionaire code, something like that. And I went with him to New York, and I was on Reuters and Fox and Friends, and I just did the media junket. And I came back, and he basically told me, Nick, if you people that are close to me will call me Nick, not Nikki. If you're really serious about this and you're obviously very good about it, then why don't you go and learn from people that are making $1 million a month? Learn from them, bring it back, and see if this really resonates. And it absolutely did. And I love it. And that's why I became a certified conversion strategist, because there's less than 50 of us here in the United States. I'm the only female. And it's rigorous. You have to have, you have to show your financials where you have earned $1 million. You have to have been in the media. And then there is this whole questionnaire, and you've got to be interviewed. And it's just a big deal to even get to be a member of the forum. And then once you're a member, then you can take the option to become a certified conversion strategist. And in order to keep that designation, Mark and Kirby, I'm given 200 cases, and I have to create a sales funnel. It could be a service, a product, a physical product, something online. I never know what it is. And I have to create 200 successful sales funnels, finding people somewhere in cyberspace, developing the sales funnel, which means what is a headline, all those things to create a sale 200 times to keep my designation.
Wow. That's amazing.
200 different sales funnels.
Yes. Every year. And so because of my success, I've been very blessed to be on all major media, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN. I've been written about on 3 books. I've written 1 book myself. This year I'm actually creating a book, and I'm using AI, exactly what we're going to talk about today.
What's the name of your book?
I don't know yet.
Keep us posted.
I'm right now in the research and the outline stage.
I see. Okay.
So, but it's going faster. When I did my first book, Kirby, it took months.
Yeah.
Months.
What was the name of that book?
Something about digital. It's on Amazon. that book I have not I wrote that book a long time ago, but it's got the Dealing Media as an author, Dealing Media International. And it's something about in the digital age, but it is on Amazon. And I'm sorry, I should have even brought the book. Didn't think about it.
Right, I'd love to read it.
So what is, I know you're excited about AI. Before we came in, you played a recording for me that I didn't sound like there was AI at all. Matter of fact, I would have guessed that the actual human was the AI on that side of it.
Yeah.
But what's coming with AI that you're so excited about?
So I think, if I'm going to serve your audience, they should know really what AI, the why there's so much buzz. First of all, it's a $29 billion market, and I just looked it up yesterday. So these are real-life facts. And AI is just starting, as you know. So it's going to go up. It is now definitely changing the way the market is, much like, you know, Lyft and Uber change cabs. Do you ever see yellow cabs going around the city anymore?
It's a lot more rare than it used to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Or Airbnb and VRBO change the way we made hotel reservations with families, right? It's less expensive to be in someone's home or apartment than spend money for so many different rooms, and whether they're adjoining or can the dog come or things like that, right? Another disruptor is when have you seen a Kodak processing where we can process the film? We don't do that anymore. Now, you can do that at Costco, right, and Sam's, but you don't see any Kodaks anymore because everything is digital. Mm-hmm. So AI is disrupting markets and sales and marketing, but which is the area that I'm in. But look, it also has changed how we do medicine. The Hollywood strike, the writers, was because AI now is replacing their work, their human work. I'm telling you that I'm writing this book. It took me about so far 10 hours to do all the research to find a niche that wasn't overpopulated. We have a strategy of the algorithm for Amazon. And then it took me, and in that 10 hours, I did all my research using AI. And in about 2 minutes, I will have an outline ready to give to somebody to write. Now, let me just say, the AI can write the book, but because we know how to work with Amazon, when you upload your book, now they're asking you a question if this book is written by AI. And so they're not going to really promote it. If it is, they will. I'm not going to X that. They are going to promote it, but not as much as if you had somebody really writing it. So I'm going to write part of it. I'm going to hire somebody else to be the ghost.
Yeah.
And the whole book will probably take maybe 20 hours.
That's crazy. Whereas
the book before cost me about $7,000 to $10,000, and I'm in the industry, it's going to cost me under $2,000, and that's going to include the outline. It's going to include the cover, the ISBN, the audio version, so I can upload it, the hardback and the paperback.
I want to add to what you're saying. I that number that you gave of 29 billion, I think you said, is AI.
Yes.
The impact, because I have another number in my head, $1.2 trillion, which is not buying AI, but the impact on our economy.
Absolutely.
Is going to be exponentially greater than that. Mm-hmm. So anybody today, honestly, that's not thinking about AI needs to start doing that immediately.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And as a coach, you're a consultant, a coach. In business today, I don't care at what level you're at, a one-man entrepreneur, a solopreneur, right, or you're running a huge organization, or you're a major player in the market. If you don't educate yourself on AI, either one or two things is going to happen, in my humble opinion. One, it's going to catch you and you're going to fall in the wave and you're going to lose out because your competitors, which is number two, is probably going to be
they've adopted
more forward-thinking.
Yeah.
Exactly. So all businesses that are even listening to this podcast should really take a serious look of how to integrate AI now, before their competitors do it. And for the sole reason, it lowers your expenses and increases your productivity.
And reach, yeah.
And I don't know any entrepreneur, myself included, that isn't concerned with revenues. I mean, with our economy the way it is now, it would be great if we could lower our expenses and increase revenues.
Nikki, let me ask you this. AI is such a big term, artificial
yes.
intelligence.
Yes.
And sometimes business owners don't understand how it applies to them mm-hmm. and how they can leverage the genius of AI to make their world easier and to make business easier.
Mm-hmm.
So what part of the AI pie have you sliced off?
That's a great question, Kirby. Well, I'm proud to say that we created our own software that's very affordable. And it's affordable because I could afford to pay the developers myself, okay? Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful development team. I've used them for, over 1,000 apps now. We're really just really solid. But for example, we have an all-in-one platform, Kirby, that we did the numbers. It would cost somebody over $2,000 to market, just for the marketing costs. I'm talking about Calendly, for example.
Yep.
I'm talking about Pipedrive, if you're a salesperson.
Right. CRM.
I'm talking, or even Salesforce.
Right.
I'm talking about if you have a membership site, and all businesses should really have membership sites. Not only if you're a content creator, you need a membership site to log in, right? Because they're paying you for your training. But business owners can put up training videos and have their team log in, and then you don't have to, regurgitate the same thing over and over and over when a new hire comes. So a membership site, most people would pay Kajabi. People like
Kajabi,
that.
ClickFunnels, whatever.
ClickFunnels, right. To design the funnel. Okay, so we added all these extra third-party vendors into one platform. It would have been over about a little over $2,000.
You're talking about for the monthly
for
payments
the monthly
for
and
all these services.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep.
And ours, $500 a month. Huh. Now, most people would think...
You spend that on pipe drive. I used to spend that on pipe drive for my team.
Now, most people would think, oh my gosh, it can do everything. I'm going to be so overwhelmed. Well, guess what? We made it super easy because we handle all the setup. My favorite part of this all-in-one solution is, you know, when you've got a VA or a team member going and logging and posting on your social accounts, they have to go in and out to one. They have to log in and out to LinkedIn, in and out. What if it was all in one dashboard? You could see everything, and you could just respond.
So it publishes to all of the
right
social
there,
media.
And you see it in one little place. That's my favorite part because I get to see what's going on every day. But here's the cool part is we set everything up. We set up your sales funnels. We tie your website to it. We do everything for you, and then so that you're not overwhelmed with having to learn a new software, we actually get on the phone one-on-one, so it's customized, and we train you on the things that are pertinent to your business. You might not need one of the options, so why would we train you on that? Why would we freak you out of learning something that you really don't? And we record it so you can get to the recording instantly. You just watch it again, and then we have you do it. So we have you get on your computer, and you log into your account, so you can actually see by the end of the training session, hey, I did it. This isn't very hard.
What's
and
the setup
fee?
It's
very intuitive. The setup is so we can tie all...
Setup fee.
It depends, because sometimes organizations have team members that are going to go through the calendar, you know, like a round robin option if you have multiple salespeople, but it's as low as $750 one time.
Okay.
But average is about 1,000.
Phone integration as well?
It doesn't do the phone, but we will what we will do is really show you how to use the AR part, because the AR part is so cool, and it can actually do.
You're saying AR, you mean AI?
AI.
Oh, it sounded like
I was thinking it's account receivable.
No. Yeah, that's
AI.
So I'm salivating over here. I think I need a paper towel or something like that. I'm so excited about this. Tell me how the AI is integrated into this. And then I am sure as people are listening to you, they're very excited, Nikki. How much of this am I doing? How much of this are you doing? How much of it is the AI doing? In terms of ongoing posting, creating traffic to the funnel.
Okay, so that's the best part. You know, let me give you one more layer of AI. So if somebody is listening to this, they understand. AI is nothing more than a piece of software. Okay, it works 24/7. And I don't know any human being, whether it's a virtual or a human being, that can work 24/7.
Of course.
You don't have to train this AI at all. So unlike when we hire somebody, we have to train them for their position. AI already knows everything pretty much. Now, are they 100% accurate? No, but they're really good. They're really very accurate. Otherwise, Google and Microsoft would never have put their millions and millions of dollars to have their own, okay? But if you could just imagine having an extra person that doesn't have blood running through their veins, okay? It's not in human form. It's a piece of software. But it can do anything that you can think of, pretty much.
Give us some examples. I'm dying over here.
Then it lowers the cost, right? Because it's working all the time. And it's so fast, Kirby and Mark, that... The human error drops down considerably. So that's why it's affected. Let me give you an example.
I was going to say handling phones, incoming phone calls. It could do that, right?
It can learn a lot. And every business is different. So for this interview, I don't want people to think that, oh, well, that's what they talked about. I don't have a need for that. I'd rather them say, I may need to know a little bit more on how to use AI in my specific business to serve them better. I'll give you two examples. One is we're in the political season right now. So we have been hired by a super PAC, and they hired us because of AI and our success in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. He said we had to hire, I don't know how many volunteers, and train them to get on the phone to call up and say, hey, Kirby, can we count on you to vote for XYZ, right? Or will you be voting or blah, 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 right. Okay? That's a human task, okay? We showed him how AI, and I showed him, I let him hear the little demo that you and I heard before this interview, and he was blown away. He's like, well, if I have a dialer, can we connect the dialer to AI? So ordinarily, it would take them all this time to, one, find the volunteers, train them, then do all the calls, then have space for the volunteers to come in to sit there right. with the phone and all these extra costs.
Right.
And it would take weeks to go through thousands and thousands of people, depending on the scenario. We did it in one day, successfully.
What do you mean by successfully?
We went through the whole list that these volunteers would have ordinarily have done with weeks and all the weeks and expense of preparation, one day.
How many calls was that?
It was over 10,000.
In a day?
One day. That's one example. One example, Kirby. So again, he lowered the cost. He was more effective. And you heard the quality. You thought the AI was the human. It did it.
And come to, I thought, well, maybe this is a scripted thing or whatever, but come to find out it was a real person that had actually had scheduled an appointment and then didn't believe that he was talking to AI. So that was even another level of pretty cool.
Okay, so let's back this up to an HVAC guy. How can an HVAC company utilize your tech and AI to schedule appointments for replacements or what have you?
Okay. One, it can drive traffic to his website.
Okay, how's it doing that?
Through AI, there's a prompt that we can set up on his platform, on his dashboard, that's specific to the HVAC person, because that's the example. And we can then drive traffic using their skills to drive traffic to their website. And then we can have a chat bot on his website to pop up and start
dialoguing.
You heard that right now, earlier today. That was a chat bot that came on and booked the appointment, okay? And then the appointment can be put on his platform. It can create the invoice if the gentleman sells a job, the HVAC sells a job. Everything can be done pretty much except going physically and dissecting what the problem is.
Right.
And then whenever he dissects it, well, he will need to put the Freon or get a new unit or I don't know whatever. Too much terminology.
Right. Yeah.
But so there is still a physical need for some professions.
Of course.
But if you think of all the administrative stuff, all the marketing stuff, and a lot of the sales stuff now can be replaced with AI at a fraction of the cost.
You know what I find with my clients, Nikki, is business is ubiquitous. And whatever it is that you're doing, there are a lot of other people that are doing this. So how do you use AI to sort of rise above the din and the noise to get a disproportionate share of voice given your marketing spend?
Are you talking about me personally or just businesses?
A business person who would be interested in your services.
Then they need to jump on right now before their competitors, because then they will be known for how effective they are. They'll be known for how affordable they are, because like I said, this all-in-one platform, we did the math and it's a little over $2,000 down to $500. So if I'm getting $1,500 back, do you think me as a business owner would pass that on to customers so I can get more referrals or people talking about me? Absolutely. And still make a nice profit margin.
Sure. What I see is a race to market share.
Yes.
So where, you know, a company that can get to this faster is able to then leverage for greater market share, grabbing and creating customer loyalty through good customer service, efficiency, and so forth, mm-hmm. and for reduced costs. So I see all that as a really
and then
good,
buzz because
we need to have a talk.
And we are talking right now, but also the buzz, right? So
sure.
if I'm the HVAC person and I now have cut my expenses by about $1,500, let's say, Kirby.
At least, but go ahead.
Yes. That's a good point. But let's say $1,500 conservatively, I might be able to buy an extra truck down the road because I could have another payment for a truck. I might be able to hire somebody else in the market. So it's not just for the benefit of the business owner, you know, taking in more revenue, but they could possibly expand or go into a different market or maybe offer a different service. So HVAC, in my mind, might piggyback with a plumber or something like that. I don't know because I'm sure. just not in home services, but or they could do a joint venture and they would have a little bit more money to really expand their business and grow organically, I feel.
So how does the AI look at search volume, for example, on either Google or Bing, what have you? How do they look at that search volume, make sure, are they actually writing posts, writing ads, and all of that, or that's you?
No, AI can write the posts for a blog and or articles. It can create a video. So let's look at another example with video. Video content will convert more than static content,
right,
okay?
Yeah.
So now I'm talking about I'm talking to you from the Certified Conversion Strategist app that I have.
Please
on.
Please do.
So video will convert. Why? Because some of us are visually and auditory, and video does both, right? Okay, so it used to be where you'd have to hire a copywriter to write a script, which is expensive, or it was. Then you'd have to get images that you would get either from royalty-free or
right.
you'd have to pay something.
Right.
And then you would have to get somebody to put it all together using Adobe or something. And then you would have to edit the video, then have the person speak, right? And then lay that onto the video. And then you put it all together and then Humpty Dumpty hopefully will not fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long process and it's expensive. You can even go onto Fiverr.com and you're going to see that videos are not very cheap anymore because of all those people that are involved. Well, what if AI could write the script? AI could generate the images because they don't have to go through royalty-free.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Right? They can actually do the voiceover. You talk on your phone, and then they will
synthetically duplicate
they will duplicate your voice. Okay?
I've seen an app for that for music, by the way.
And then they overlay it onto the video, and they can produce a video in minutes.
And Kirby. All that happens while you're sleeping, and then AI posts it on social media?
Well, it depends on how you want to do everything, but it can do a lot of those kinds of menial administrative tasks.
Okay, I'll take 10.
The
you just need one account.
I know, I'm kidding.
The elephant in the room, though, is quality, right? So
yes.
It's like, look— people are going to argue, and I don't think AI is completely there yet anyway, but it's growing fast when it comes to the ability to create something that is as artistically, human
mm-hmm.
On my behalf. But again, it takes a lot of time to do something like that. But when I'm listening to the phone call, that gives me a lot of confidence. And for those of you who are like a skeptical, I would say, get a hold of Nikki and say, let me listen to that phone call. Let me hear it. No, seriously, let's get into it and see, is this real? Or let me even experience it myself because the quality was that good. So that has me convinced on the what's possible mm-hmm. when it comes to the telemarketing side of things, mm-hmm. which I love, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The other side is when you start talking about creating videos and now you're going to do all of these things. The whole – it can mimic my voice. So for voiceover,
yes.
Totally cool, which for audiobooks and so forth, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. But I haven't seen it yet. I've not seen something like that actually happen to where I'm like, okay, that's because what's the quality of the video that AI is going to make, or what's the quality of the photographs that it's, or the images that it's going to make?
Does
I'm not convinced because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, does it
okay,
seem
okay? So
real?
Then I would suggest you go onto Google, and you type in the search bar and go look at the quality. Now you will be amazed.
What should I type in?
You can even just go if you have open a free ChatGPT account. And you can, or just go onto Google and then just type in the search bar AI images and look at how precise the colors, how vivid they are. It is amazing. There is a website, I believe it's Right Path USA. All of their images came from AI. There's an example. I will give you another example. Although you are not on Amazon, but a lot of the books now are written by an AI.
Or at least in part, right? I mean, that's certainly...
Well, not everybody knows what we know. I'm giving you the secret sauce. If you're writing a book, do write it. You can use AI for a lot of it, but don't say 100%. Don't lie, fib, when you upload it, because they'll promote it better if there is some human interaction. But it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing.
So if somebody wants to do this with you, they're like, okay, well, what's this process going to look like? What's this going to cost, which we touched on that.
Yeah.
But like for me, I run a virtual staffing company, right? I think partnering virtual assistants with AI is a super powerful thing. I believe that for months now. What would I do? It's like, I'm like, I think I know what I need solved, but I have a conversation with you. You tell me what my options are, what my costs are going to be. What's that process look like?
So how about I do this? You can go to a website called Agnes, AGNESAI.app. How about I give you 20 free leads? A lead is just a contact. And I'll touch about that. And let's start a conversation that way. Let me try and serve you first. You can go on that website. You're going to have to schedule time with us because I need to know, like, what industry you want and who are you looking for to connect with. But then, so let me serve you that way. I'll give you 20 of them. And then I can demonstrate how AI can be incorporated in your individual business, right?
Okay.
Because this software has all kinds of wonderful things, but you may need maybe half of them. And maybe I can even inspire you to use some other of the attributes for the platform so that your business can be more effective and efficient, lower your costs, because I am in this industry. But let me talk about leads. So, you know, a while ago when you would buy leads, really all they do is aggregate data, right?
Right.
They aggregate data from different...
And share it with your competitors, but go ahead.
Yes, because
yeah.
You're buying a list, but, you know, they'll sell it.
Yeah.
Or more. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so AI does the same thing. It aggregates the data from the cyberspace. Most businesses we find are going to be from LinkedIn because a lot of people do business B2B or even
right.
Mainly, right? And so it doesn't cost me much to give leads as part of this option. And so we're happy to do that because what my goal was all along when I first started this was I'm a small business owner. Yes, I've been successful and I've been in the media and I've been written up and blah, blah, blah. And I'm very grateful and I'm humbled by it. I'm sitting here with both of y'all and I'm grateful for your time and letting me share this with you and your audience. But my legacy is to help as many small businesses as I can. I never had children, so I don't have children to pass anything along to. And so my gift is in business, and I want to help other small businesses while I still can, as much as possible and grow using all the experiences and the resources that I have.
So, Nikki, Does this process work as well B2C as B2B?
It can, yes, okay. Because just like the HVAC person,
right.
He's B2C, not B2B.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So same for a lawyer. Lawyer would have the same success.
Yes.
And is there any guarantee with it or?
No, we guarantee that it will work, but you have to use the software.
Right.
So, you know?
So let's go back to one of my original questions. How much of this, I buy your onboarding, I buy your software. How much am I doing? How much are you doing as an agency? And how much is AI doing?
Okay, so once we set it up, it's mm-hmm. yours.
It's all mine.
It's
so
yours. That's why we train you on it. But let's talk about that. Let's say you're wanting, I tell people all the time, new clients, let's get you with the basics of what you need to do day to day, right? Invoices, your CRM, let's create a sales funnel. Let's get those contacts moving for you, right? And then give it 30 days until you're really comfortable. And then let's have another conversation, Kirby, and say, okay, well, now I feel comfortable. Now let me help you incorporate other attributes of the software to make your business more efficient.
What if I have a client that wants you to do it all? So whatever time commitment mm-hmm. is human, mm-hmm. are you able to take that on in your agency?
Yes, but I would say that we would need to look to Mark to hire a VA then.
That's fine. But
Because I don't want to compete with them, but I don't really want to get into that side. I want to really mentor and help people get onto AI. But okay, let's talk about the time. A human does still have to monitor the platform and tell AI how to do the task, but then it's very quick. So it's not like it needs a lot of human time. So for example, let's just say for myself, okay, I'm running an organization, and I've got a lot of team members, right? But if I need something fast, I can just jump on there and do it myself. The AI does, I think, 90-something tasks that an admin would be doing. But it still needs to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a perfect secret on how to be really effective on AI, whether you're on ChatGPT or you use our platform.
Right.
When you go on to AI, you need to tell AI who you are, what your background is, what the objective is. So, for example, may I give an example?
Please.
Okay. Hi, my name is Nikki Dealey. I'm the owner of DealeyMediaInternational.com. We're a digital marketing firm specializing in lead generation, apps, and AI. The task today is I would like you to create a video showing the cost effectiveness of AI in an HVAC
Great.
Type of business. Do you understand? Okay, so you're asking it, do you understand? And it'll respond back to you like a human, and it'll summarize their understanding. If their understanding is what I want, then you say, go do it, basically.
Wow. It's okay? Like that. With ChatGPT, there's a lot of, you start with something, you ask it to give a different tonality or voice, mm-hmm. More playful or more business-like, mm-hmm. whatever. So there's a lot of interaction before you end up getting what it is that you want.
Right.
Is that true with your?
Yes and no,
because
it starts to learn.
Yeah, of course.
It starts to learn who you are, right? I said DealeyMediaInternational.com because it can go to the website and already get used to how we speak.
Yeah.
Now, ChatGPT is like driving a tricycle, okay? ChatGPT 4 Plus, which is $20 a month, that's a like maybe you're on a bicycle with the training wheels. Ours is probably now you are in a motorcycle. It's that level of expertise as far as AI is considered.
That's
but
amazing.
I had to pay for the developers to do it.
It's amazing.
So I think we're going to have to wrap up, but I think that, you know, getting into for somebody needs to have a discussion with you to see what's possible,
yes,
what's their commitment, right? Because changing things in a business is scary. Because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm already busy. Now I got to layer this on top. That's why they need to have the discussion with you so that you can ease their fears on that and help them understand what the turnover is going to be like and what happens after, which would be an amazing scaling up of their operations.
Absolutely. But I have a feeling that they will get over their fear when I can show them they're spending X and they're going to spend Y. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, so like for me, I'd have to have a sit down and you say, "This is where I'm spending money," mm-hmm. right? And then you would tell me, "Okay, this is where we can save," and then you build in your value.
Or a lot of businesses. Let's talk small businesses real quick. And yes, we can wrap it up. I'm respectful. A lot of businesses can't afford to do all the things that they really should to market their company because of how much revenue that they have to spend in marketing. But what if they could spend a fraction of the marketing and get it all done?
Sounds too good to be true, Kirby. What do you think?
I'm very interested. Yeah, you and too. I are going to talk after this. I'm going to have to elbow Mark out of the way, even though he's much taller. But it's look, I think for any business owner, and I have about 100 that I want to talk to you.
Okay.
I think they need to at least have a conversation with you and explore this. And for you to identify their use case and to have a true understanding on how their business can be streamlined, how they can save money, what I'm gleaning from what you're saying is not only on some of those expenses for software, but on people. And to be more efficient and to be more streamlined and to be more effective in ways that they couldn't possibly achieve on their own. And I think it behooves every business owner that's really serious about growth to make sure that they have a conversation with you.
And beat their competition.
Yeah, quickly. All right, cool. All right, Nikki, if folks want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Well, let's start off with I'm going to give them 20 free leads. AgnesAI.app. But if they want to get in touch with me, I gave you my website, DealyMediaInternational.com. I'm happy to have conversations. We give 30 minutes free consultation Monday through Thursday.
Is that going to be with AI or is that going to be with somebody?
You never know.
You never know. Oh, my gosh. Well, she didn't answer the question.
For everybody out there, I can say that this is really Nikki and she was really here.
Yeah, right. So. It's not artificially generated.
No, not at all.
All right, as we wrap up the show, a quick reminder, check out our latest podcast and catch video versions of the show anytime by visiting our website at satalkradio.com. That's going to be it. Great job, everybody. You guys have a great week.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. Thanks.